Hey, it's Sunday Night Go Studio W The Buzz, and I'm gonna pause this just for a second, and I want to welcome to the set my co-host, the professor, Mr. Elroy Boyd III, aka Professor Pop Culture. Hey, Professor, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate you filling in for the jazzy one. She's out on assignment tonight, having fun, I hope, and I'm sure she is. Professor, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine and fabulously.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Man, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And with everything that you have going on, it is a pleasure having you. I know you're going to be on tomorrow night on Monday Night Madness.
Yeah.
That's right. Monday Night Madness. Folks, in case you don't know what that is, it is musicology at its finest with a heavy dose of serotonin.
Heavy.
Oh, don't get lost in the sauce, because this is how we bring it. Folks, we're talking about music, and then we dissected, we put it back together, give you the life, the legacy, the inspiration of these artists, and then we serve it to you, what, on a silver platter, right, Professor?
On a silver platter.
Silver. That's right. All right. Hey, Professor. Oh, man. You have been grooving. You know, I get lost in this smooth jazz, man.
And it's beautiful. It's good stuff. And is that what we're working on tonight?
Ooh, yes. We're working on that. But you know, I have a habit of switching things up. So it's going to be a smorgasbord of just great music. We might have some R&B in there as well. Who knows, man? I'm going to tell you where the vibe takes us. So that leads us, because tonight I just focus in on the smooth jazz here. And tomorrow night, will you please enlighten the audience? And what are they in store for?
Absolutely. We're going to go back in time, as we often do. And tomorrow night, we are going to spotlight and focus on a kind of an anomaly of an act of a group, because they started out in jazz, but they started out at a time when jazz was caught in from the fusion revolution that Miles Davis started in the late 1960s, early 70s. And then throughout the course of the 70s, they were able to not only just make jazz music by infusing of electric instruments, which is what so many other groups did, you know, like Return to Forever and many others, but they also fused rhythm and blues with jazz. Okay.
Right.
And this group is the Crusaders.
Absolutely. You know, and originally, correct me if I make a faux pas here, but they originally started as the Jazz Crusaders.
That's right.
That's
you see,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, they started out as full-blown jazz, and then getting caught up with the fusion groove of the turn of the decade, they dropped the jazz, and it was more or less like more kind of becoming more of a highbrow R&B music. And we will discuss that. Not only will we have the Crusaders, we will have the Crusaders with some collaborations.
Ooh.
Wink, wink. Okay. Everyone knows who and what I'm talking about. And also solo work. Joe Sample. We'll have some Joe Sample solo work as well. And even some early Michael Franks, because the early Michael Franks recordings, the Crusaders were his, in the studio.
Right.
They were his backing band.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, there's some names in there. And also Styx Hooper. Don't forget about him.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And there, I think the original cast, there were about four members that I can remember. Right now, we'll come back with more of that later on in this broadcast. But the Crusaders, the Jazz Crusaders, that was one of my favorite groups, and I was a young boy at that time. And I just fell in love with that music. It was something about that vibe that I really and thoroughly enjoyed. But anyway, we're going to do a little bit more of this smooth jazz right now. We have various artists that we're going to play. I might throw in some Norman Brown, some Paul Hardcastle, Marion Meadows. Look, Najee.
Oh, you're going deep tonight. Okay.
That's what I do. That's, that's what I do. Oh, why don't we do this one? We'll kick this off with some Paul Hardcastle right now. It's called Lost Summer. You guys remember this jam? Come on, man. Hey, you hanging out with WB and the Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. L. Roy Boyd the Third. This is called Lost Summer. Paul Hardcastle. Man. Ooh. Thank you. All right. Hey, this is Paul Hardcastle right here on The Buzz. There's one more jam I want to play, and then I want to showcase this artist, Marion Meadows. You guys heard about him?
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right. This one right here by Paul Hardcastle, Professor, is called Peace on Earth. I thought it was necessary, appropriate. The song has no lyrics, but the title says it all.
Says it all. You can hear it in the notes.
You can. You can. All right. Coming up after this, some Marion Meadows, born in West Virginia. This Walk to Freedom. Jazz Masters, the greatest hits. I already told you guys, this is Sunday Night Gold. Hey, this is Paul Hardcastle. Tell you a little bit more about this cat. Paul Hardcastle is he's a British composer, musician, producer, songwriter, radio presenter, and multi-instrumentalist. And he's best known for his song 19. We're going to play that before we move on to Marianne Meadows, right? And that went to number one in the UK sales charts. Born in 1957, he's 64 years old right now. His instruments are synthesizer, keyboards, a piano, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass guitar, drums, percussion. You see, this cat is multi-talented. Absolutely. Now, there's a difference. He has a distinct sound, Professor. I don't know. You know, certain artists can capture a certain sound that is distinctive and just theirs, right? And he's one of those artists. And we can name so many that you don't even need to hear someone telling you who that is when they're playing. You know, there's certain songs I can hear, and I may not have heard that particular song before, but because of the their presentation, for the lack of a better word, or how they were able to acquire and deliver a certain sound, you know it's them.
As we have fingerprints
that are
just unique to us and not like any other in the world, on a planet of 8 billion people, just like no two snowflakes are alike, an artist's sound or style is going to be unique as well. And you want to know something? It's so interesting. Record companies, or if you're an actor, movie studios, they will market you, or they will begin to encourage you. Believe it or not, be like your idol.
Yes.
Be the one that you look up to, because they know eventually, if you do have that staying power, eventually you will grow out of that and you will become you.
Right.
Anyway.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Hey, brilliantly said. You know, and I didn't even think of it that way, because like you said, our fingerprints are different, right?
That's it.
You know, our voices are different. Mm-hmm. Someone can call you, and if you're familiar with them on whatever level, you will recognize their voice. That is so unique. And folks, I think that we, I know in a lot of cases I haven't, and I can't speak for you guys out there, but have you ever taken things like that for granted? To know that you are able to, someone talking to you, or someone writing a certain way, or singing a certain way, or playing a certain way, that you know who that person is. That is unique. I mean, that is crazy. But that's life.
Very much so. And if I may add, for Paul to be a Caucasian Englishman.
Yes.
To sound like that, I am willing to vote that the brother was reincarnated, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, exactly.
Because that sound, that essence.
Oh, well put.
To me, you had to live the life.
Hey, look.
That's with me.
Hey, look here, bro. You're right on it. Okay? I'm going to play this last one, and I haven't heard this one before, but we're just going to do this, right?
All right.
Because this is one that he is best known for, and the title is 19. Let's find out what this is all about. Sunday Night Gold at his best. I have the esteemed pleasure of having the esteemed Professor Pop Culture being my co-host tonight. I couldn't ask for anyone better. I'm telling you, you know, because, hey, Jazz, good choice, good choice. She said that I'm out on assignment today. I'm going to a gala, and the professor.
I got the pictures. She's living it up.
I asked her, I said, please, for me, just have a great, great time. She said, I will. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't even say it, but, you know, I just want to give my support that way. So yes, Professor, thank you so much. And
sure.
She told me, she said, the professor will be filling in for me. I said, what? Oh my goodness, we're going to have a blast. No question all about right. it. Oh, and tomorrow night, don't forget, tune in Monday Night Madness. You guys who are listening, I know, I can name off right off the top of my head because I have the messages. I have the receipts right here. I have the receipts. 7-Up is listening. That's right.
Gosh, hey,
she doesn't miss a show. Mm-mm. Kim Rogers is listening. She doesn't miss a show.
All right, Kim.
Folks, I can't tell you how much I love that. I love you for doing this and supporting us. Your support means everything. Beverly Haynes, rarely does she miss a show. You know, unless she's out singing or something like that, because she is a great, great gospel artist in her own right, Beverly Haynes. As a matter of fact, she has an album out called Simply Beverly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to obtain that album, I'm telling you, because I am a gospel enthusiast, especially when you talk about Southern soul gospel, black gospel, just that uplifting, toe-tapping, foot-stomping gospel. Hey, I'm your guy. Because guess what? I do a show every Sunday, and it's 10 a.m. right here on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West, and it's called The Gospel Explosion.
All right.
You cannot sit down if you listen to that program. Oh, no. There's no sitting down there. I'm telling you, even on the slower ones, you can't sit down. You can't. You cannot hold your peace. You cannot hold your seat. That is what. No. Let me get on to the music here. I'm not a preacher, folks, but guess what? Who knows? Paul Hardcastle, call 19. Let's see what this is all about. I've never heard this before, Professor. Perhaps you have. I don't know.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Many ways. And so let's see what we got here. Fighting.
In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 But heavy fighting of the past 2 weeks continues today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
19. In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
Wow. Never heard it before, Professor. Okay, let me stop the music here for a minute here. Never heard that song before. However, I'm glad I played it. Because there was a history lesson from the other side of the water. I remember the Vietnam War. Many of you may not know anything about it. Some of you may not have been born at that time. But those of us who knew something about it, it was a strange, strange war. We lost a lot of soldiers going there. I didn't have the opportunity, nor did I want to, go there. I wasn't in the military. If I had been drafted, I would have, served my duties. But circumstances worked out that I had a choice, and my choice was not to. If you recall, we can go back to Muhammad Ali and how he refused to fight in that war. And this thing is so deep. If you go back, and he was at his prime at that time, but the government decided, oh, you're not going to serve, then we're going to ban you from boxing. And it took 3 years out of his life. As great as he was, can you imagine taking 3 years out of your prime? And then you come back and you still maintain a high level of expertise and just the best. But there's so much that was going on. I recall personally knowing some people that went there, and they were very reasonable thinking people, and they came back and they were different. And there was a situation with the Agent Orange over there, when chemicals were sprayed and a lot of our soldiers suffered that. Okay? And so, that song, and there's so much that I could go on and on about, but I'm not going to do that because, hey, this is a fun show and we're going to keep it fun, but also we want to, throw down the facts as we can. Not to the detail that we do on Monday Night Madness with the Professor Pop Culture, where he breaks it all the way down for you, but I thought this was so important. And what also gives me a chance to honor our veterans right now, because we've been doing that all weekend long.
Good.
That's right.
All right.
Our thanks go out to you.
Yes.
Whatever branch of service you were in, whether it was the National Guard, whether it was the Coast Guard, whether it were the Marines, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, Professor, did I leave anything out? Special Forces. National Guard, I did mention that.
The
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, State Defense Forces.
That's right. And you know, and the National Guard and Coast Guard, you know, as a matter of fact, they aren't talked about a lot, but folks, their importance is more than a lot of us realize. Mm-hmm. If you don't have anybody guarding you nationally, if you don't have anybody guarding the coast, okay, and then you take primarily the Marines and the Air Force and the Army, who am I leaving out? Navy. Mm-hmm. You know, they basically go overseas and defend us that way. But let's not forget the Coast Guard and the National Guard. Let's not forget them.
Yes, definitely.
All right? They are extremely important and just as valuable as the rest of the armed forces. Now, I want to take a few more minutes because there are some people that I want to acknowledge that I know that have served our country honorably. And number one is my son. My son, he served in the Navy. I have a granddaughter right now in Kuwait.
Wow.
My granddaughter right now, my baby is in Kuwait. Okay. And she's been there for 6, 7, 8 months and she will not be home until February. Darling, I love you. I don't know what time it is right now, but be safe. I have a nephew I love, Marcus Brown. He's in South Korea right now. Okay. Serving. I have three brothers. Let's see. I have a brother, Clayton Brown, who served 24 years in the Air Force. Master Sergeant. I have another brother, Barrett, that served in the Army. Another of my brothers, Daniel, served in the in the Army. I have a cousin who is a colonel, full bird colonel, Mr. Michael Leeper, served there. Okay. We have a show on that comes on Sundays, Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock on the West. And that's Ms. Penny. She served 23 years in the Army. Her husband, who just retired, I think for the second or third time to, this weekend, he served 21. Can you imagine a family? The wife serves 24. The husband serves 21. The husband goes in first. And on the 19th or 20th year, the wife decides to go in. So it's not like they were there, you know, at the same times, basically, right? So folks.
Whoa.
Tell us how we support this country. Tell us who's supporting this country. Tell us who built this country. All right? Okay. This is not critical race theory. These are facts.
And you're keeping us safe, and we thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Oh, I have another great friend, Mr. Joe Mays Jr., who served 23, 24 years in the Air Force. He's out in Southern California. And our church today honored the veterans in church, and I'm so glad they do that. And there are several of my friends back there in Southern California, you know, and here in Virginia, Northern Virginia, all over, A.T. Cowens. Oh, she's down in El Paso, Texas. And she was a retired Army. A.T., I don't know how many years. I forgot. I know you've been with me. She's been with this station for since our inception. A.T. Cowens. And speaking of that, New Year's Eve, 8 years. Hallelujah. 8 years that Buzz has been on here, circling this globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why it's so important. Please, folks, share this station with your friends because, no, we're not politically correct. And we are not governed now we are respectful of how we present our program, but we tell you exactly how it is.
Yes.
And the vernacular of the ghetto, which I love also, tell it like it is. All right. T-I-S. And let's not make a mistake here. Oh, this artist coming up right now. I mentioned earlier, he was born in West Virginia. And I think, later on, let me see. I'm going to put on my glasses here for a second. Excuse me. Those of you who are watching me on camera, that's okay. Those on radio, that's right. You can't see it. All right. That's fine. Marion Meadows. American soprano saxophone. Professor, you know I love the soprano saxophone. That is one of the most beautiful instruments. And one of my favorite soprano saxophones happens to be Boney James.
Yes, of course.
Oh, shucks, man. All right. Mainly in smooth jazz, born in West Virginia and grew up mainly in Connecticut. Okay. His first album as a leader was For Lovers Only in 1990. And has several other commercially successful releases, considerable exposure on smooth jazz radio, and has toured internationally. That's right. I know they love him anywhere he goes. Discography. Let me get back to that in a little bit. Oh, okay. Come on. I didn't ask for you that. Okay, let's get back here. For Lovers Only, Keep It Right There, Forbidden Fruit, Body Rhythm, Pleasure. Another Side of Midnight, Next to You, in Deep Players Club, Dressed to Chill. I like that jam too. Okay, I know that. Secrets and Whisper. So, we're going to play a little bit of Marion Meadows for you. Professor, we're going to switch it over, but when I get into the smooth jazz, groove right here, man, it's hard for me to get out, but I'll figure a way out of it, and we're going to do some R&B as well. Okay. Professor,
right.
Thank you so much for filling in. And before I do that, any comments that you would like to make?
Not at all, man. You good, man.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really do. Thank you. I don't take compliments lightly, folks. I really don't. Because your opinion matters most. Not mine, yours. That's what we hear. Oh, man, this is called Sweet Grapes. Professor... check this jam out.
I'm checking it.
I'm stuck in this groove. What do I do? Players Club, Marion Meadows. called Players Club. Only clubs I want to go to, man, I'm telling you right now, if that's what it is, hey, make me a member. Good grace. I'm not saying I'm a player or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, okay? Professor, good gracious.
I was going to say. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me.
You know what?
Of course.
I know you so well. I knew you were going to respond somewhat, and I didn't know exactly what you were going to say, but I say, yeah, okay. He's not going to let me get away with this one. No. Oh, boy. Professor.
Yeah.
Players. That was called Players Club, man. That was a jam.
Yeah, I did. Dude. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before, catchy beat.
Please go on. Oh, yes. You can get up and dance. You can do something. Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is the thing about it. You know, a lot of you guys are probably like me in the sense that if I walk into a place and I've got good music playing, mm-hmm. If dancing is allowed, I'm doing it. I go to a party and I love this. I really, really love this. There's a bunch of people there and the music is jamming, right? And there's an empty dance floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's my set. Okay. Because I'm going to do it. Because, see, I need room. The brother needs room. Okay. So. No. You know, to me, I don't want to be like at a party where you feel like a sardine. I came there to dance. I didn't come there to jump up and down with people. Okay. So I need room to dance. Mm-hmm. Love dancing. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll tell you something. Dancing is therapeutic, folks.
It is.
Music is therapeutic, folks. Believe me.
And you know what's so interesting, especially for us in midlife after 50? It seems like, I think it's wired with women more than men, but women understand the importance of dance.
Yeah.
And they seek the opportunity. They seek the dancing situation as often as possible. More than men.
Yeah.
So they know this. It's something, it's interesting.
Well, guess what? I caught on too. I'm not a woman, but I caught on a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because
for the most part. Yeah.
Think this up. Check this out. Hmm. You go to parties and it even happens now. Where there are a balance of men and women in the room. Mm-hmm. And you find women getting up having to dance by themselves. The guys are just sitting back there talking. They might be talking about golf or whatever. God, you talk about golf, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with golf. There's nothing wrong with football, baseball, basketball, any of them. But I didn't come to this party to discuss sports. I have a sports show on here. I talk to sports when I'm not at a party. A party is a party, right? It's not there to discuss it. Don't take your lady to a party and you're going to hang out with the guys in the corner and the women up there dancing by themselves. Oh, that's an insult to me. So guess what I do?
Exactly. But do you know that that's partially what has ignited the line dance phenomenon, especially in Southern Soul. Now,
when
you go to a players' players club, like your kind of club, kind of party, a cat dance party. Okay, all right,
I'm not sitting around.
Find that the DJ is going to play one of those Southern Soul line dance songs.
That's right.
And the women come together with that. Uh-huh. And it's because they don't have to dance by themselves.
Ooh.
As you say, because the men are in the corner, they have support.
Right.
Okay. All right. They feel comfortable with each other. And it's also a mechanism for the single ones to get the unsavory ones chasing after them and off their back.
You know, I love it. I love it. I love the way you Put that. I really do, because that is so true. That is so true.
And it's not just those reasons alone. Again, they understand the therapeutics of dance.
Yes. You know, and to tell you something else, I'm tell you why I'm glad you pointed that out, because it also makes me feel better. Because when I see two women or a woman, and it's nothing wrong with women dancing together. If you want, hey, that's okay. I'm not implying anything else. But what I do, and I feel sorry in a sense, okay, please bear with me for a second, in a sense that the women would have to get up and dance with another lady when they may prefer to dance with a guy. I mean, which is cool. And it's okay either which way. It doesn't matter that. I just don't want anybody excluded. I'm just talking about these knuckleheads that decide to be wallflowers and want to talk about golf while there's a party going on. They take, in a sense, they may take away a little bit of the vibe instead of everybody participating, so to speak. And that's all I'm saying about that. But guess what? If you want to stand on the wall, then I'm going to dance about two or three ladies at the same time. And I love doing that too. Okay. Love it. Hey, I tell you what. Just come on, check it out. Okay.
Check it out.
I back up whatever I say. Wishing on a Star. Marion Meadows. Wow.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Wow.
Oh, no, he didn't. Okay.
Wow. This is Sunday Night Gold. Studio W. Man. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. Sunday Night Go. Professor, I had to stop the music because I'm fresh out of nerve pills. Oh my goodness. These songs, man, look. Yeah. Professor.
What? You know I have a nerve condition. But I know what you mean, man.
You know exactly what I mean. No, I don't even take nerve pills. I don't even know. I'm just saying, I'm fresh out. Well, I am fresh out because I've never taken them before, but I would think that if I had to diagnose myself, I would need a nerve pill right now because my heart is palpitating with this music. I get so excited, man.
Yeah, the aesthetic ecstasy. I get it. Well, I am going to leave you to enjoy your